Adult Education by Elizabeth Coldwell. I'd never been bad. I'd spent my life being the good girl, the nice girl, the girl who tried her best to please everyone and always avoid confrontation. I suppose it was only natural that, after nearly 30 years of conforming and keeping my head down, when I finally did rebel, all the feelings and desires I'd been repressing for so long should come bursting out of me unstoppably. It took a maths class, of all things, to bring about this change in me. Maths had been the one subject I was lousy at in school, and the only exam I'd failed. Until now it had never mattered. I had a successful career in a profession where creative thinking and people skills were of much more importance than whether I could solve a quadratic equation. And if I ever needed to add things up, well, my PC was helpfully supplied with a calculator amongst its many accessories. Things changed when I was passed over for promotion in favour of someone who'd been with the company 3 years less than I had. I knew that position should have been mine, but when I challenged my boss about the decision, he told me it had been out of his hands. There were, he told me, basic requirements for anyone moving up to senior management level, and I was missing out on one of them, evidence of mathematical competence. Until I obtained the relevant qualification, I was stuck where I was. Of course I could have looked for a new job, but I liked what I did and I liked the people I worked with. So I determined that when the new term started in the autumn, I would take my maths GCSE at the local College of Art and Technology. After all, how hard could it be to pass one silly little exam? I asked myself as I signed up. The answer came after only a few weeks, as I sat in the classroom with smelled of chalk and old sweat.